Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you, Lord, that just like the prodigal son, you brought us all home. And thank you, Lord, in you we live and move and have our being. And thank you for these readings this morning that you just encourage and instruct us and motivate us again that your will is done this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Read 1 Timothy 1 from verse 3 to 5, the NLT translation. When I left for Macedonia, I urged you to stay there in Ephesus and stop those whose teaching is contrary to the truth. Don't let them waste their time in endless discussions of myths and spiritual pedigrees. These things only lead to meaningless speculations which don't help people live a life of faith in God. The purpose of my instruction is that all believers would be filled with love that comes from a pure heart, a clear conscience, and genuine faith.
Hallelujah. We see, you know, there's so many things we can speculate and we can talk about and we can find what opportunity to be hostile and build up walls of separation. But in Jesus, everything has been dealt with. We have got what God destined us to have. And this, what he destined us to have is what was his heart for the Jews, heart for Israel. And it all came from Abram. Abram had a living relationship with his God. And so he knew he knew who his God is. And he developed on schedule, just staying, walking with his God in fellowship, hearing and doing. And this is what God has in mind from the very beginning. He made man to have fellowship with him and walk with him in obedience. And this is why, I mean, you got a prophecy there in Ezekiel 36. You can start in about verse 24, where he talks about in that day he's going to, this is for the Jews, but it's also for the Gentiles. The heart of the Father is for all his children, from every nation, Jew and Gentile. And he says he wants to wash them. He wants to give them a new heart and a new spirit so they may fear him, listen to the Holy Spirit, listen to the new spirit, and so that he could just love them and he can do and bring about everything he bought for them that he brought for their ancestors. That's Abram and the people of faith. And that's the heart of God. And that's why all he says, all that matters is being a new creation. And a new creation is exactly what we said. Someone that has come out of this world, being washed by the gospel, building on the truth of the good news of the gospel, has received a new heart and a new spirit. And now by the new spirit, he's been led by the spirit. And he's walking with his God, waking up to the inheritance, the destiny, the purpose God has got for his and her life. And that's what it's all about. It's like a marriage. A proper marriage is when the husband and wife are submissive to each other and they work together. And but even in a normal marriage, there's like wife time and then there's husband time. You make time for your partner, you make time for yourself. But this marriage, the Lord that we married to Christ to bear fruits to God. He has got all, everything. He knows the right way that needs to take place every minute, every hour. He has the best in heart for you, having all authority and bringing back everything into the way it should be. So in this marriage, there's no you time and the Lord time. There is just the Lord's time. You just make time for it. That's a marriage that's going to work because he has got all authority and all answers and all the blessings. So you stay in tune with him, and that's where you find your blessings. Amen. Make him Lord, make him master of all, and then all will come right. If he's not Lord of all, then he's not Lord at all. That's a bit harsh because he will always meet you where you're at. But if you really want him to be the Lord of all, then let him be the master of all. Amen? Your will be done, your kingdom. Say that on a daily basis, an hourly basis. Okay, be blessed because you are blessed, and this is what God has brought you back into, so that you can be that unique fragrance he made you to be, and it's found in the Father, in the Son, in obedience to the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.